gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Well, welcome to the second hour of the Ralph Winterode Show with Ralph Kermit Winterode II, live out of Alaska. And again, we want to wish everybody to enjoy the 4th of July holiday coming up, their independence and liberty, the greatest nation that's ever been formed on Earth. Unalienable rights from our Creator, and honor our veterans and law enforcement and the people that have tarped the earth to protect us. Sure, there's some of the law enforcement that do things, but that's not the majority. And our veterans, many of them, I say, I watched the speech that Trump did in D.C. It was an amazing speech, and the preacher that or pastor, whatever he was, that had us great. And Trump gives credit to our Creator. Never hear anything like from Obama or these other politicians. Why is that? Why? If you deny the Creator, it's not going to be a good thing. So anyway, just want to remember that all the people have fought and died for this country, so we have liberty and freedom, so we can actually have a show like this today on Republic Broadcasting. And by the way, you're not going to hear any. I don't think you're going to hear what things that I talk about. And I'm not doing it to say I'm so smart, but the things that I've discovered, because that's what I do. I'm a legal researcher. Get down to the United States versus United States of America. We have a case, and I say we, when I always say we, I'm talking about the other person, because I'm not attorney or counselor at law, so don't even go there. Randy Kirkendall and Toppin's case in Massachusetts. First one is Randy Kirkendall case is the first one out of a reduced a judgment out of United States District Court that has no judicial power of the United States, conclusively, no doubt. I have the books, of which there are a few that are out there, printed, under the authority of Congress, with the revisor's notes, which are to be taken judicial notice by the court, that the United States District Court came from the territory of Hawaii. Judicial power of a district court. So they put all these courts, and they put them all in Chapter 5, Title 28, the District Court of the United States. the district court out of the D.C., which is a different because there's no several states. The territorial courts, they put them all in a chapter, and then they use the definitions to say, oh, well, this equals that, so therefore they're all the same because they're all in Chapter 5. That's like putting lions, tigers, pussycats, and lynx and everything all in the same. Well, they're all the same. Yay! Right. And then it was due to accepted practice. That was the authority under the revised. Accepted practice. I can't make this stuff up. I mean, at some point, is there no logic anywhere? No facts? But, of course, the average person never sees this stuff. So how would we know? Because our republic's been overthrown, and we keep consenting to it being overthrown. So anyway, we got an amazing case here with Randy Kirkendall. He's out of Mississippi. He came out of the United States District Court on a United States of America case and put in to get it to go to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. That's the only national, only Article III court, appellate court in the United States. That's it. All the rest of them are based, that one's based on subject matter jurisdiction, and the other ones are based on locality, geography. Where you be. Where we found the fiction. And I got the Senate report that says so. When they made this thing. That's the good stuff. I love confessions from the criminals. I'd make a hell of a priest in a Catholic church. Come on in and tell me. Of course, wouldn't stay there long because I can't keep government secrets. But, hey, what the heck, right? So anyway, this bringer files in up in the Federal Court of Claims, Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, I'll get it right, Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, that she's counsel for United States. For United States. That's in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, National Court. And, of course, the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals doesn't want us there. After talking to the clerk, they were trying to... But anyway, she files in to move it back to the Fifth Circuit, which is another the other kangaroo courts that they started back in the 1890s. And then they came up in 1911 and took the judicial power of the Circuit Court of the United States and transferred it to the District Court of the United States. Isn't that amazing? And left the Kangaroo Circuit Court of Appeals. This is 1911. Then it took to 1948 till they got the United States District Courts. This is a planned operation. So anyways, back to the substance of this thing. So they basically blocked it. Makes it very difficult. There may be a way, but I don't see it. I got to read it again. But if you start off in the matrix, United States District Courts, they don't want to allow you to enter into, under the Tucker Act, 1491 of Title 28, to get into the appellate Article 3 court, because that would expose the fraud. So, they bumped it back to the Fifth Circuit. So, we're back in the matrix again. So, I spent time going through PACER, and I downloaded about 50 cases out of the Fifth and out of the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. It's consistent. I found another case of the where the party had put in United States of America, and the DOJ had affirmed that as an answer, but the judge is still using United States. Really slick, but you got to really pay attention to these guys because they're good. But anyway, the real substance of this thing is, in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, the bringer shows up as a counsel for the United States. So the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals kicks it back to the Fifth Circuit. Well, first of all, the appearance didn't show up, so I called them up and raised hell. I said, "Hey, look, oh well." She used the form with the Social Security number. I said, "Hey, you know what? She's an attorney. By the way, in February you changed the form. She doesn't use the right form. She doesn't know how to use the right form. So next thing you know, they finally put in the appearance. They know what's going on. So Bringer puts in, because I wanted evidence. They have on these appearance. Short title, United States. Every other one in the Fifth Circuit says United States of America, except hers. She knows she's been caught. She's stuck. But it goes on down, it says, the clerk will enter an appearance for counsel for United States of America. For United States of America. So now we got the same attorney. They should have swapped attorneys if they'd been smart. They're not. Arrogant. So we got the same case coming out of Mississippi in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals with the same attorney from the DOJ as counsel for United States. When she comes back down to the Fifth Circuit, she's counsel for United States of America. Now, wait a minute. How can you have two appellate courts with the plaintiff is still United States of America, but in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, you're counsel for the United States? Because, see, that's an Article III court. They can't be a counsel for the United States of America because that's a sovereign body politic. Got that out of two complaints by the IRS, by the way. So now we got them in a catch-22. Their stuff. Is she a counsel for the United States or is she a counsel for the United States of America? Which is it? So then I got to looking. I said, how do they get away with this? Well, let me bring up the one here, because what they do in these complaints, they are really, really, really slick with how they do these complaints when they do this stuff. Let me bring up the one complaint here. Plaintiff, United States of America, by and through its undersigned counsel. Oh, wait a minute. Whoa. By and through its undersigned counsel. I wouldn't pay enough attention, which we'll get into. By and through undersigned counsel. Well, the problem that they on these two that I found is they went through the parties. They never identify under the parties. They leave out United States of America, except in two cases that I found. Actually, three on a guy that was a pro se, but he put it into their thing. This says plaintiff, the United States of America, comma, is a sovereign body politic. This case here was United States of America versus Charles Stevens. This is out of Florida. Middle District of Florida. And that case number was 3-13-CV-375. 3-13-CV, Charlie Victor, 375. They identified the party. And in another case, they did the same thing. That's what it is. And this one, they say, United States of America complains of defendant. Complains! Really? Complains. One is by and through undersigned counsel, and the other is complains. Isn't it amazing how they can get around this stuff? And the same thing here, they put in the plaintiff, the United States of America, is a sovereign body politic, and I don't have that case number on it, but it's versus James McAlpine. He's out of North Carolina. He stood and fought with him. Right in their complaints. The complaints are taken as to be true. So now what are they doing? Okay, so now this case is sitting there. I got to check today, but they haven't done anything in the Fifth Circuit. I didn't get it in until a day late. But we did not do an appeal. Why? Because we couldn't understand who the plaintiff is. That same thing is going to be coming up in Rappert's case. Because the judge and everybody there are all citizens of the United States, and a constitutional republic, Minnesota, one of the several states, only allows citizens of the several states to vote. So who the hell is the state of Minnesota that's empowered by citizens of the United States? That's supposed to remain dormant and only Congress can enforce it. We got a major freaking problem here, folks. These states are not empowered by the citizen of Minnesota or citizen of North Carolina. And that's the only ones that have the elective franchise for one of the several states. So who in the hell are these folks? They're a subset underneath the sovereign United States of America under Congress. That's what they are. And we keep signing up for it. We want to enter into the matrix. We want to be like Esau. We want to surrender our birthright. You yipper, I don't want to be who I be. I don't want to own property. I don't want to have inalienable rights from the Creator. I want to be a fiction in law, and we can prove it now. So here we have the same exact case out of Mississippi, going to two different appellate courts with the same attorney, out of the same Department of Justice, with the same address, the same phone number, and in one she is counsel for United States, and in the other one she's a counsel for United States of America. Alrighty, I give up. Who in the hell are you? Because we got two complaints out of your damn DOJ that says United States of America is a sovereign body politic, and I do not find that in the Constitution of the United States. How did Congress get to be a sovereign body politic? I thought we, the people of the several states, were the sovereigns. We got a real issue here. They've not responded yet to that one. I put in to toll it, and I'll say it. This research just eats me alive. But anyway, I went through 100 cases looking, and I found a bunch of them in both the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals and the Fifth Circuit, and they're all the same. The ones in the Fifth Circuit are Counsel for the United States of America, and the short title is United States of America, except in Bringer. She tried to put in United States for a short title, but she still had to put in Counsel for United States of America. I pushed him. What the hell with you people? If your damn attorneys can't fill out their own forms, we got a problem here. And how can Randy defend? Because the plaintiff or the person that's doing appeal has to establish subject matter jurisdiction. He can't do it. I don't even know who the hell these people is or are. Who are they? Who is the sovereign body politic? Is it the United States or is it the United States of America? Oh, no. You tell me. You said it had to be down in this damn Fifth Circuit. Then the duty for established venue and subject matter jurisdiction, which you can't do, is on you, not me, because I can't do an appeal. Because I have to prove it to come up on appeal. But I can't. Because I got you on the other side saying that there's two different parties playing here. I don't know what they're going to do with that. And what I didn't get was one of this on these complaints. So now I got to go back and start looking. Because then, in this next case, is the first one we've got a response back on using this information. We're flushing these guys out. It's just like what we're flushing out in Rappert's case. Who in the hell is the state of Minnesota that's only by citizens of the United States? How can I pay a debt with legal tender or lawful money of the United States if I don't even know who in the hell the government is? Because it's not one of the several states. Because the people that put you there are only citizens of the United States. They have no elective franchise. You're in the matrix. That's part of this thing. So it's going to be interesting to see. We'll probably have a habeas done before for Rapper before we ever get to that. But because I got to have one done for Grumstead in Idaho this month. So he doesn't have to, because they're playing the same game with him, except they're coming from the civil side, threatening him with jail. So what did we find out from these guys? We finally got a response back from these guys. Well, I guess we'll find out when we come back from break. Really interesting.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at Nutramedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at Nutramedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Okay, well, we're back here. It's irritating to me when the stuff that's been sitting right there in front of me, and I've got to take time to read every sentence very, very carefully, because these are professional liars. So, in this case for Toppin, which is out of David Toppin, this is in Massachusetts. It's case 4-17, Charlie Victor CV 40011, and that's a high number. 4-17-CV and 400-40011. This is docket 45. Put in about the United States and the United States of America. I want to see what they're going to do. This is the first time we've got a response back. Because the one down for Randy, they're still sitting on it. I don't know what they're going to do. The plaintiff, United States of America, by and through its undersigned counsel, That's the same thing we saw in one of those complaints, reduced to judgment. Isn't that amazing? So what are we talking about? Who is this guy that's the attorney in Toppin's case? T-O-P-P-I-N. Well, let's go look at his appearance. Let's see how they do it. Okay, it says here, notice of appearance and substitution of counsel. Okay. Please take notice that the plaintiff, United States of America, okay, so the plaintiff is still United States of America. submits this notice of attorney appearance and substitution of counsel in the above captioned case. Jeffrey N. Numenze, N-U-M-N-E-Z, he's up about 70 now. Trial attorney, Tax Division, U.S. Department of Justice, hereby succeeds Michael P. Lobby, L-O-B-I-E, Esquire, who has departed government service and no longer represents the United States. Oh, wait a minute here. Represents the United States? The plaintiff was United States of America. Now he's representing the United States. This is his notice of appearance. How can that be? We did a wordsmithing here. Okay, well, so let's go look and see in that case. Let me look at some of the other appearances here for some of these people that show up for the other ones here. Let me find one of them here, appearance. Here's one here. Please enter the appearance of John M. Flick, F-L-I-C-K, city solicitor for the defendant, City of Gardner. For. Not undersigned counsel. They're not changing the word. For the defendant. How come U.S. of A doesn't do that? Why do they go to the United States? This is a game that they're playing. It's not a game. It's a con. So then when he comes back after all this stuff, he puts in the opposition about the difference between the United States and the United States of America. And what does he come back with? The plaintiff, United States of America, by and through its undersigned counsel, submits. By and through. Okay? So is by and through defined? No. No, it's not defined as means. You find it if you go into Westlaw, you can search this. So, I said, okay, well, let's go back. Let's start with the basic stuff here. By. What's that got to mean? What's that got to... It's got to have... See, these guys are playing by and through. By and through. Yay! Oh, wow. Okay, well, by in Blacksforth is through the means, act, agency, or instrumentality of, in consequence of. To, under, with. Doesn't say for, does it? Doesn't say you're representing anything by, okay? So through. By an intermediary of. The name as an agent of or the agency of. Because of. By means of. Well, still want to, not saying representing. Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Nutramedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take PowerC+, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. PowerC+ also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. PowerC+ is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Well, we're back here, and I got something else here. I just found it. We got something drastically wrong here. I've got docket sheets that don't seem to match up here between current and past here appearance. I'm going to check that out after we get off the show here for back. Something's not right here because I copy all this stuff. So, interesting. Anyway, back to what they're doing here. And now I got to go back and look at all these complaints and stuff and see how they, I know they're bringing them through from the administrative side through what used to be Wilkins, the chief guy for the IRS. But the parties never show up. So we have buy and through. Okay, so through is an intermediary or an agent of, by means of. That's not the same. Buy and through. Okay, then we get down to undersigned. Which, by the way, undersigned counsel is not defined anywhere. I did a word search in Westlaw. It's never been defined. I wonder why. Why would we not do that? The person who is signed or the persons whose names are signed at the end of a document. The subscriber or subscribers. That's based on a case here that I talked about. So why do we have undersigned counsel? Okay, so what is counsel then, just by itself? Because this is not defined. An advocate, counselor, they're not counselor, or pleader, one who assists the client with advice and pleads for him in court. Really? Pleads for him in court. Why don't we say four, like they do at the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, or the Fifth Circuit, when they have counsel for United States of America, or at the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, is counsel for United States. There's something wrong with English here? For. In behalf of, in place of, in lieu of, instead of, representing as being which or equivalent to which in some time in ports agency. In behalf of, in place of, they're supposed to be representing for. We changed a whole bunch of cases in a lot of the courts up in Alaska, too. We have a district court, superior court, for the state of Alaska. Why do we have a court for? Why do we have a superior court of Alaska? You'll see these appellate courts for, on behalf of. Really? We're the circuit court of the United States. It didn't say for. It said circuit courts of. Of is a preposition. Source, origin, relationship. The is an article. The, a particular United States. One. Word games. For. Well, what's appearance then? The fact of appearing or coming, being in sight, being visible or clear. This is in Black's Fourth. Appearance by attorney. The term appearance by counsel are distinctly different. The former being substitution of a legal agent for the personal attendance of a suitor. The latter attendance of the advocate without whose aid neither the party attending nor his attorney in his stead could safely proceed. Notice of appearance. That he appears in an action in person or by attorney. There's no appearance. There's no for. It's by and through. So it's by somebody, through somebody. Undersigned, I'm signing legal documents. Counsel, I'm assisting. Isn't that just dang freaking special? Now, the other attorneys that show up in this case, like in Toppin, they're there for somebody, not the U.S. of A. And then they have the audacity to put in plaintiff United States of America representing plain old United States in the same damn paragraph. Word games. And I got to go back through some of these criminal cases now and some of these other ones. How are they getting into court? Where is the appearance that somebody has to appear for somebody? How do they appear for United States of America? When they get to the appellate courts, they're out in the open. Well, how do they prosecute in the lower court? They have to have an appearance for the sovereign body politic, United States of America, IRS case. They don't do it. I have two cases where they actually named the parties. And I got to go back now and look in those cases and see if they filed an appearance or not. I don't know. Because it's been sitting there right in front of me, by and through, undersigned counsel or complaints. This is how we get people in jail? Because the United States of America, sovereign body politic, never makes an appearance. So I don't know what they're going to do. Now that I see what they're doing, they're not making a proper appearance. And like I say, we've got conclusive evidence under their signature in Randy Kirkendall's case. Two appellate courts, two different, one's United States, one's United States of America, and the plaintiff is the same, United States of America. So what is going on here, folks? What are they going to do? I don't know what they're going to do. Like I say, I found quite a few cases after I went through 50 on each one of those courts to find other cases to back up. So it's not a fluke. It's not an error. Everybody in the Fifth Circuit, United States of America, is the short title and counsel for United States of America. There is no counsel for United States in the Fifth Circuit. And I went through the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, and there's no counsel for United States of America up there. Even though the plaintiff is United States of America. How are we going to get around this puppy? Are these attorneys putting in lying on their counsel? I don't know. This is going to get really interesting. They're caught. And this other, in Toppin's case, all these other attorneys get around. They know how to put in an appearance for somebody, but not the U.S. of A. Now, the Department of Justice, are they stupid or what? No, they're corrupt. It's a con. And the thing is, unless you have Westlaw that can do this, or like I have Pacer, which anybody can get, but it just takes time and it costs money, because you have to go in and you keep putting in different numbers, the next number, and see who the plaintiffs are, United States. Then you have to go in and download the thing and take a look at the docket sheet and see what's going on. Then download the appearance forms. Costs money, takes time. I don't have a problem with that. I got some people that are keeping me afloat so I can do this stuff, because I got the time. And I got a pretty much gift to gab, or a gift to do this stuff. But the part that irritates me, that it took me this long to not catch. I knew that they couldn't get, we found that out. But, well, the thing is, it's a learning curve. Like in McAlpine's case, the first case on the books and records, where the IRS actually packed up and said, we don't want to play with you no more. And we put in on the chief counsel notice, well, there's got to be three forms. That's got to be filed in their world, in the administrative world. And that attorney did not want that to go up on appeal, so he withdrew. Oh, we don't want to play with Mr. McAlpine no more. He's a nasty boy. Yeah. He's not playing fair. Shut up the agent, too. But didn't get the answer until we got to John Thornton's case in Minnesota. And the attorney there said, oh, that's a different jurisdiction. Wait a minute here now. So we got a tax court, which is not a court, which they admit to. It's not a court. They don't even abide by any regulation. I got that too. So why in the holy heck would I go to a tax court? They abide by no statute because it's not a court. They say so in their own, I think it's 28 U.S.C. 610. 28 U.S.C. 610. Tax court's not a court. And back in 1948, before they changed the name from the Board of Appeals to a court, they said if we change it to a Board of Appeals, they had to abide by the regulation because it was administrative. Well, we changed it to court. Now we don't have to abide by the regulations. So they don't have to abide by any regulations of the tax court of the United States. And they don't have to abide by any statute. And in the case Kerensky that I found in the Supreme Court said, this thing is all under public rights doctrine, which is territorial for citizens of the United States, started back in 1856. That's their stuff. God, what a scam. By the way, I have an IRS list. I haven't been posting to it for about the last several weeks because I've been trying to get a home page, but I've been so busy, me and the programmer have not gotten together, so if I don't get together with him the next few days, next week, I'm going to start posting a whole lot of stuff so you can see it. I need believe nothing I say. I give cases, the documents, and the numbers. And if people can't have, there are a few people that don't want the stuff, I redact it, that's fine. But it does exist. Believe nothing anybody tells you. If they can't give you something and the source of what they're doing, it's not what I feel. It's not what I think. Nobody cares what I think, what I know, or you either. The law is a given. It's unambiguous. And I want to get my home page up because I want to get some of these books out, of which there are very few on Title 28 and Title 18 that were published in 1948. They're too large for the internet, for email. But the people that want to subscribe, you get free access to it. $250 a month, postal money, or a year, postal money order. Or if you can't afford it, just tell me you can't, and I'll sign you up. Don't keep anything away. It's a means to try to keep me afloat. That's all it is. We have got these bastards cornered. We've got to the root of the problem. Do you have inalienable rights from the Creator under the Declaration of Independence as a, quote, citizen of one of the several states, or are you a fictional law of a citizen of the United States? 13th, 14th, 15th Amendments, and the other ones are up above got to be the same thing, because that's the world they live in. That's all they legislate for anymore. Congress no longer doesn't legislate for the citizens of the several states. They quit that a long time ago. March 3rd, 1933, Hoover repealed, what was it? I forget. I'll have to look that up. It's over 1,000 statutes. March 4th, 1933, Roosevelt came in with the National Recovery Administration, where executive orders and administrative orders were law. I got it in their stuff. The New Deal. Wow. Franklin Delano Roosevelt is the first president to not do the constitutional oath of office. They always put the name in there. It's not in the Constitution. Seems like a minor thing, but they always, they figure out, oh, well, it don't really make any difference. We don't really have to abide by it. It's in quotation marks, folks. That's the same thing they do with terms. They put them in quotation marks so there's no doubt about what word or words are being redefined for use against us. You can't fill out a form and know what's going on, because they do not disclose all of the terms that are buried within that form. It's a means to get us to incriminate ourselves. And why does everything from us be under the penalties of perjury? Do you get anything back from the federales or the state that's under the penalties of perjury? Why is that? Do they disclose that they're a citizen of the United States? No. Oh, wait a minute here. I'm got a little logic here again. I'm confusticated. Very confused. Why would I have to always do it to you, but you never do it to me? Why? Why is in your judicial code the judge said he's doing law and facts? Or facts and law, they turn it around each way. Why in a state of Alaska's court, the rules of court, civil and criminal, anything the legislature does that is against the Alaska rules of court requires a two-thirds vote, just like a veto of the governor. It's in the rules of court. You can't make this stuff up, and nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to talk about why the rules of court are so important, because back in 1934, the federales said, our rules of court make all statutes unlawful. Their rules of court took over. How could they get away with that? It's actually quite simple. Because when we step into the land of the matrix, we have abandoned our status, our constitutional inalienable rights. We're into a fictional law, and in this matrix, they can do anything they want. Anything. Because there's no Constitution of the United States, there's no Constitution of the several states, there's no inalienable rights. It's an illusion. Why is our limited federal courts? They were limited jurisdiction within the several states. Very limited. That is the court to go to. Why did they rename it in 1948 and said the source of the judicial power of the district court instead of judicial power of the United States? Do they not know the Constitution exists? And then they put the source of it is the territory of Alaska or Hawaii? And then they say the reason for it is because it's accepted practice? That really makes me think that we got a problem here. This swamp is so deep. Almost nothing is what we see is true. It's the same as Neo in the Matrix when he comes out of it. Makes you sick. People can't accept it. It's shocking. So we've got a couple of these cases now that this is finally going to get out in the open. I see what they're doing now I've got to go back now and look at the criminal and civil because it's undersigned counsel by and through, or complains. Really, somebody complains and you're going to be losing your property? Or going to, somebody complains? And we have a jury. We have a grand jury that are all citizens of the United States that is reserved strictly for Congress to enforce against the states for the state actors. So why do we allow that? Why don't we challenge it at the beginning? Put a limited and special appearance in. Well, you put in a bill of particulars and those go nowhere. What a, you just, I say, you just can't make this stuff up. Back in a minute.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Well, we're back here again, and I just looked at Back's case here out of Alaska on a opposition response to opposition. Comes the plaintiff, United States of America, by and through undersigned counsel. No counsel for United States of America. Isn't that amazing? By and through undersigned counsel. There's what they're doing. They're not counsel for United States. They're not counsel for the United States of America. By and through. Undersigned counsel. They're signing legal documents about them, assisting. They're a pleader for United States of America. And then they sign at the end that they're a United States attorney. Really? Talk about a con job. It's been sitting right there in front of us. I wish I'd have caught it a long time ago, but what can I say? So every day is a learning curve. You just keep pushing these guys. You push them out into the open. Just like when McAlpine's case got dismissed, didn't know what we did other than we sent a letter in on the chief counsel notice under substitute for return, 6020B. Got to be three forms. And it's a different venue, different jurisdiction. It's for citizens of the United States in the territories. But it took another case, John Thornton's, before we got an attorney, when we put that in, for him to come out and say it. Oh, that's a different jurisdiction over there. So I go to tax court of the United States, which is where Congress wants me to go, that there's nothing judicial. It's not a court. Doesn't obey statutes or regulations. They say so. We put in judicial notice of statutes and regulations. They denied it. Why? Because they can't. Proved all these things now. Got the cases to back it up. It's been a learning curve to flush these liars out into the open. Who's the problem? Look in the mirror. You and me. We keep signing up for this. We have to get our status right, which I'm doing. I've redone it. I'm tweaking it again. Have to get it in the public record. Then it's get certified copies under Evidence Rule 901, Number 7. It stands as true. Boy, they do not want to go there because they can't. But we're going to force them out in the open. They're going to do one or the other. Who am I and who the hell are you? Because if you are in power by citizens of the United States, you have nothing to do with our Constitution of the United States, nothing to do with the citizens of the several states, because that is reserved strictly for Congress against state law and state actors. And it's the character of us. That's why we have a 42 U.S.C. 1983. It was enacted in 1870 to be under color of law. And I got in, which I've talked about, I didn't read it today, in the 1938 Congressional Record, there was a thing put together, a great document, back in 1887. Citizens of the United States are to remain dormant unless the state does something. So how in the heck can the state move into what Congress is doing? This is reserved to Congress to enforce, not the states. This was to make sure that these several states, their citizens of the several states, when they voted, didn't discriminate. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. It's like an oversee. But the elective franchise is not posited in the citizens of the United States. Now, I've changed my form up here, and they took it. I got a driver's license. I scratched it out in front of her. I was wanting her to do something. She never blinked an eye. In the statutes in Alaska, the driver's license, citizen of the United States, goes one step into another statute, goes into the registry to be a citizen of the United States in D.C. What the hell's I got to do with driving a license? Driver's license. Well, anyway, hope you learned something, and so hang in there and watch out for the federales. They're everywhere, and God willing, we will see you next Sunday.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there are some who admired the way this new Germany